So he explained before the musig of Lo'ilam Yirsha Aretz, the musig that something which is noch and is kayam and so on. And now so that's the Lo'ilam Yirsha Aretz. In other words, Klal Yisrael belongs to a metzias that has kiyam in it, that's not, doesn't fluctuate. Va'oma neitzim atoi. So he calls Klal Yisrael neitzim atoi, and he's going to say it's the same nekuda, pirush. Kanetzahu anaf kasha yoitzim mitchilim in haaretz koidim shesha anafim choltzad. The nature is the first shoot that comes out of the ground before there's any type of a branching out. It has that nekuda. Koidim shesha anafim choltzad ve'elo anafim shen yoitzim choltzad heim noitim katzeh shem yoitzim letzdadim. So all the branches that branch out to some side are something which are side things, and they have in themselves some, I don't want to say the word is crookedness, but it's not the etzem mahalach itself be'etzem. I want to add something. Let's just finish this paragraph and we'll. When something doesn't go off in any direction, then it has no end. And something that goes off to one of the sides is going off and going to be finished. So a keitz and a katzeh. Keitz meaning the end, and katzeh meaning to a side, are the same word. Al Yisrael nekram neitzah matoi v'oim matoi v'loshen rabim. Klal Yisrael is the nature of the different matoim. Kolim ha-shahar b'netiyas not the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu planted many netiyas. V'oisam ha-netiyas nechshavim anofim. Those are called anofim. Sh'anofim yitzu chol atzdodim. V'hine ishlam katze, avisolam and neitzim natias ailush, ainla neitz shum katze, or kachem netuyim at shenlam asarkla. Let's talk a little about this, because this is all part of the very, the inyan that he talks about so much and so on. I don't remember how much we were mayach last time, but let's discuss it. In the framework of Akadosh Baruch Hu, and Akadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. The minute it starts interfacing with the world, it goes from Echad to being a Ribui. So you have Akadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the world in many different ways. Let's take something very simple. Hashem Echad, we say Akadosh Baruch Hu is one, he's Aleph, and the Ches Rukiyim, and the Zayin Rukiyim, and the Aretz, and the Dalet Ruchos. It doesn't simply mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, because he's nowhere. There's not Shaykh Mokum to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the different Dargis and Ruchos of the world are different Oifanim. When we have four different Ruchos in the world, it's not just a physical coordinate on a map to give you direction, which direction to go and so on, but it's different directions in a big sense of the word. Different oifanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches out to the world, interacts with the world. These are the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chashem Magdulo Vagvur Vatiferas Arneitza Vahoyid Kichob Hashem Vaharetz Chashem HaMamlocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all of these things. So In the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misyachis to this world, he's misyachis in many oifanim, because the world has many facets. And when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be mitzad. It says tzofen tipas chara, mitzad mayrev v'shchina shera, mitzad mizrach, mizrach shemesh ad mevoyim hul shem Hashem. Each and every facet of the world has its own knech that has a likus at its heart and at its center. But what keeps it together is that they all face in one direction. The Maral asks in a few places, he presents the following question that bothered philosophers. How from one could there be a ribui? How from Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is one and only one, could there be a ribui of differences? Lamashal, if I gave you a bar that's 100% gold, pure gold, 100%, no matter how you cut it, it's going to be gold. If I give you a bar that has in itself different things, including gold, so you might potentially extract gold and lead and earth and who knows what. So the question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a totality of everything, how in the world do we have ribui? That's the shaila he presents b'shem the philosophers. The Maral says different terutzim in different places. One observation about the terutzim. The question how is not something we're going to really, really be find a real answer. Though the how the transition is really not. He does speak about it someplace, but the main point that's nagea to us, the way to be koilet and to be teifis, the Maral's point is, how are we expected to look at the world in a way that reflects the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus when the world is anything but? That's the question. So if I see in a world that I see toiv and ra, and real ra, how do I see it connected? That's the question. One of the Maral's answers is that Tzuras Adam is koilel all of the different inyanim and gives the world an achdus. Let's translate in a simple level. The world has different types of environments: deserts, aquatic, air, jungle, temperate zones, v'chulhu. In each and every one of them, there is a whole ecosystem that makes sense only for itself. In the Arctic Circle, you have a whole world of Nivroim that live off each other. No polar bear goes to Florida and for and the winter and sort of gets himself buys himself fruits and vegetables. The world is a frozen world and it survives as such, and the world underwater survives as such, and so on. The only barrier in the world that can be koilel all of the climates and it can be shoilet in all of them is Adam. Adam can live in the Arctic Circle, Adam can live in the equator, Adam can live underwater, using Koyches Adam, obviously. In all of those in Yanim, Adam is the sholet, and he's the one who includes everything. So the Koyach HaAdam includes all of that. So the only chelik of the bria that makes all the pieces come together is Adam. That's on a very physical level and in a very, very tachlistic way. Let's go a step further. In the range of behaviors, all balachayim have a fairly set pattern of behaviors. Some animals are vicious, some are gentle, some are apathetic, and whatever. Adam includes in himself an extraordinary variety of behaviors, which there's a certain nekuda in him that he can arraign all those kochos to focus on one inyan and so on. So Adam in the Bria represents the ability to take all of the different kochos and put them together. The same is true in Umas Olam. It says, "Behanchel Alyan Goyim Siatze Gvulos Amim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each Uma a certain Gvul. So even though they have somewhat a Tzuras Adam, but at the end of the day, they are much more, they are, they have limitations. And each ummah has in itself very, very clear, very clear gvulos of who they are and what they are, and it can't be different. Klal Yisrael can be different. One of the hallmarks of Klal Yisrael's going into Golus is that they were able to flourish in different environments, in different nations, and things that they could fit into Russia, they could fit in America, they could fit in Germany, and they're affected to some degree, but at the end of the day, they're able to fit in and survive within different umos. There's a Rashi, I think it's trying to think, Rashi says that all of us ha'olam, they have HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael different kohos, that some are kohanim, some are this. Klal Yisrael is a krocha de kulabei. They have everything. Mehem kohanim, mehem levim. They have all koiches of the bria are in Klal Yisrael. I think it's lashon is also kinunim harba. I don't remember offhand now. But it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think, made kinunim harbe, I think the lashon is, that, you know, other umos, they have, each one has either malachim or kahanim, and Klal Yisrael has in themselves everything. They have malchus, they have kahuna, they have nevuah, because each and every umah is something unique. Every ummah can only have very, very special tafkidim. Klal Yisrael has in themselves everything, because they're shayach to that pchina of everything. Here it is. Here's the pasuk. It says v'choineka. I remember it's in Hazinu. V'choineka. It says the word v'choineka means to base you on different things. Haloyu v'choineka osecha. He made you an umabum. So it says v'choineka. Achrikain b'chol mini basis. All sorts of different bases. V'chein mikem kohanim, mikem neviim, umikem malachim. Krach shakol toliboy. In Umas Olam, you don't have that. In Umas Olam, there are Umas that have different milas. Klal Yisrael has in itself everything together. That's because Klal Yisrael shaykh to the Emtza. The Nekudas Emtza means that the Teufis, the very, very spitz, as the Nekuda, and everything there has itself mikoyach that. Just like, I don't know if you ever took in trigonometry, you have, everything is defined by the midpoint. You have a midpoint, and then you say, point A lies at -3 on the x-axis, and +2 on the y-axis. Point B is here and here. Everything is defined by its hiyachsus to the midpoint. And that's how I give everything definitions. So Klal Yisrael has that. They're there before the branching out. This in a certain sense is the oimek and the aside of something like the Shem Shemayim. L'shem Shemayim means, so L'mashal, if a person can be a very big tzaddik, talmid chacham, wonderful things, if it's not L'shem Shemayim, it's going to go off on a side someplace. So if I like learning because I like learning, and I do tzidkis because I like the way people ooh and awe about it, and I this and this and this, so then somewhere along the line it's going to go off because the pieces don't click together. If I do L'shem Shemayim, then all the pieces L'shma, then all the pieces will click together. It's the only point that everything fits together. It's like some of these puzzles where you can go pretty far with it, but if you didn't get it exactly right, there's going to be a place that's not going to fit in. I wanted to add one more chazal along this line. It says, Tzadik atoma yifrach, ke'erz balvonin yiske. So chazal say that just like a tomer, ein lo lelev echad, tzadik also has lev echad, and just like a tomer, it's enough of come from the lev. If you ever take a look, I mean, I guess now is not the time to go in the south and look at the date trees, not the right climate now. But all the trees, the branches grow from the side. A palm, it grows from the top outwards. In other words, each branch is connected to the dead center, you know, the ring on top, and it goes out in a different direction. So der Sefshat Tzadik HaToma Yifrach, in most people, as their koiches blossom, they go off to different directions, and they're not coming from the exact midpoint. So L'mashal, it could be that I learned Taka for good reasons, and I did Stoker for good reasons, but I play music because I like playing music. I chill out, I don't do it because it's part of Avodas Hashem. I do it because, for its own sake, I like music also. So it's very nice. It means there's a chelik of me that's not done for the right reason. When I do everything for the right reason, that means every branch emanates from the center. And b'meila, it's part of the Sheirish of Echad. It's an extraordinary tfisa of Avodas Hashem that's perfect to any other Avodas Hashem. In as much as Avodas Hashem is supposed to reaffirm, confirm, affirm Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it requires that every single thing be L'shem Shemayim. But if you deviate even a little bit, it no longer requires that. And that's and that's an extraordinary distinction between doing many mitzvahs, which is nice, to doing something which is extraordinary. There's a Rambam, finish off, there's a Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis in Pirkei Avos. He says that he says it in his Akdama to Pirkei Avos. He says an extraordinary vart. He's full of his spilus on this point. He speaks about it's in the eighth fifth perek Shemayim Prakim, where he speaks about aligning all of one kolchos l'shem Shemayim. So he says, you should notice he says everything a person does can fit into place if that's what he means. And he says, you know, you should notice as a Gevaldika Madrega, one out of who knows how many are able to do every single thing L'Shem Shemayim. And he says, it doesn't have to be directly L'Shem Shemayim. I could be going to sleep so I can get up tomorrow to go to work so I could earn my money, Erlich, and then be able to devote the rest of the time for Avodas Hashem. And that is the extraordinary Madrega. Ukfor Hizir, the Navi says, Bechol Drachecho De'ehu. And Chazal says, Filo Dvar Avera, Ratzayne Loima, Shetosim Lepoilu, Tachlis, Emes, Abish Avera Sarechot. So if the person uses things in the right way, that's Bechol Drachecho De'ehu. And then he says, Ukvar Chazal took this whole concept and put into a few words, which expresses this most perfectly. If you look at how, at the brevity of the statement, they were able in a few words to include something which major works were written on. Teda shenema b'koyach aloyki b'loy safik. It must have been written with Ruach HaKodesh. V'omram b'tzavaseim, it's when they told us, v'chol masecho yu l'shem shemayim. It's true, the Rambam is spyless. I mean, you look at it, v'chol masecho l'shem shemayim is the most trite thing you ever heard. Yeah, v'ada, you know, you should everything l'shem shemayim. The Rambam says, this is the nekuda that includes everything in it. I assume the Rambam felt that when Chazal said it, they weren't playing games and they really meant it. They were speaking out them their entire metzias. But the Rambam's spilus is extraordinary over here. Okay. Good. What's your schedule? Sure.